Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, George Case. Batting second. The center fielder, Stan Spence. Batting third. The right fielder, Bobby Estilella. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fifth. The catcher, Jake Early. Batting sixth. The shortstop, John Sullivan. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ellis Clary. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jimmy Pofahl. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Zuber. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Bill Zuber. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Don Colaway. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The third baseman, Jimmy Grant. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Merle Hoag. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bill Mueller. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Skeeter Webb. Batting eighth. The catcher, George Dickey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Humphries. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Johnny Humphries. And now, play ball. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hoag. Case reaches second base with a double. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a fly ball into left field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Colaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Colaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant takes first base on ball four. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball four. Grant moves to second. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag hits a fly ball into right field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hoag. Early reaches second base with a double. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan bunts in front of the plate. Dickey fields it and throws to first for the out. Early moves to third. One out. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Early scores. It's 1-0, Senators. Jimmy Pofahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pofahl hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Clary moves to second. Two outs. Bill Zuber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zuber strikes out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller takes first base on ball 4. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early fires to first and picks off Mueller. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Webb for the out. Two outs. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Case hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-1 in the game. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Humphreys fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0-for-1 in the game. Estilella hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Webb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Humphreys is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphreys strikes out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-1 in the game. Callaway hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Clary settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Vernon reaches second base with a double. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Early hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Vernon moves to third. One out. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-0 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clary takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Pofahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pofahl is 0-for-1 in the game. Pofahl hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Grant takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Grant moves to second. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoag takes first base on ball 4. Grant moves to third. Appling moves to second. Bill Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon fields it and throws to home to get Grant. Appling moves to third. Hoag moves to second. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan fields it and throws to second for the out. Appling scores. Hoag moves to third. Two outs. It's Senators, 1, White Sox, 1. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-1 in the game. Dickey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hoag scores. Webb moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Johnny Humphries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphries is 0-for-1 in the game. Humphries hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Webb moves to third. Dickey moves to second. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-2 in the game. Callaway takes first base on ball 4. Webb scores. Dickey moves to third. Humphries moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Early settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Early. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses hits a pop-up towards third. Pofile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Bill Zuber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zuber is 0-for-1 in the game. Zuber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Humphries fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Case hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Humphries fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-2 in the game. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Grant hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Estalella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hoag hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zuber fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 0-for-2 in the game. Estalella hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hoag. Estalella reaches second base with a double. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Vernon hits a fly ball into left field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Early hits a fly ball into center field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Callaway juggles the ball. That's an error on Callaway. Estilella scores. Sullivan moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, White Sox. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Clary hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sullivan scores. Clary moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Senators, 3, White Sox, 3. Jimmy Pofahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pofahl is 0 for 2 in the game. Pofahl hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mueller hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence. Mueller reaches second base with a double. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Webb bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Mueller moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dickey takes first base on ball 4. Webb moves to second. Johnny Humphreys is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphreys is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Humphreys is called out on strikes. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Callaway hits a fly ball into right field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mueller scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, White Sox. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 3 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Bill Zuber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zuber is 0 for 2 in the game. Zuber hits a ball on the ground towards first. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first, with Humphreys covering, for the out. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Case hits a fly ball into left field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 3 in the game. Spence hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Grant settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Grant hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Zuber covering, for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Appling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Case. Appling reaches second base with a double. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoge is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Hoge hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan misplays the ball. That's an error on Sullivan. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Estilella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Vernon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Early hits a fly ball into center field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vernon. The throw from Dickey and he is safe. Vernon steals second. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Humphreys fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vernon moves to third. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Clary takes first base on ball 4. Sullivan moves to second. Bruce Campbell pinch hits for Jimmy Pofahl. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vernon scores. Sullivan scores. Clary moves to second. It's 5-4, Senators. Bill Zuber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zuber is 0-for-3 in the game. Zuber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Croucher now playing second base. Ellis Clary now playing third base. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Dickey hits a line drive into right field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Quell pinch hits for Johnny Humphreys. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Zuber covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 4. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Haynes now pitching. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Case hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-4 in the game. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards first. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first, with Haynes covering, for the out. Two outs. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Estilella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Croucher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 4 in the game. Moses hits a pop-up towards short. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Grant strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.